Two centuries ago, these villages contained more people than the city of St. Louis, yet only a handful of Europeans and Americans had ever seen them. In a moment, we go to a place that may have surprised even Lewis and Clark. It's today's edition of The American Countryside.
Find it all at shopfarmjournal.com. Collectibles, books, educational materials, and more. Dedicated to farmers and farm life, all at shopfarmjournal.com. Visit shopfarmjournal.com for great gift ideas like books from American Countryside's Andrew McRae, Machinery Pete, and more. Beautiful farm scene artistic prints. Subscribe to popular farm magazines, Corn College TV DVD sets, the popular I Farm Like a Girl t-shirts. Find all this and more at below retail prices at shopfarmjournal.com. This month's special, a stunning collection of colorful dairy cow illustrations in the 2016 Dairy Today calendar. Only $14.95, a wonderful addition to any home for only $14.95. Order today at shopfarmjournal.com. That's shopfarmjournal.com. Plus tax and shipping where applicable.
When Lewis and Clark left St. Louis in 1804, many may believe they left civilization behind. But Dorothy Cook at the Knife River Indian Villages National Historic Site says that's not necessarily true.
When Lewis and Clark arrived here at the Knife River Indian Villages, there were more people living in this area than in the city of St. Louis. Today, that's not the case, but that was the case back in 1804.
Here, the Mandan, Hidatsa, and Arikara tribes resided along the banks of the Missouri in what is today central North Dakota. Each village site was dotted with earth lodges, which served as large homes.
It's a circular home that they built out of cottonwood, and it's about 40 to 50 feet in diameter. It had everything they needed in it. They had the horse stalls inside the earth lodge where they would have kept their best horses overnight, and 15 to 25 people would have been living in one.
Those lodges, while large, could be constructed quickly.
It is a matriarchal society, so it was the women that owned the earth lodges. The women built an earth lodge in 7 to 10 days.
In the early 1700s, life began to change. Smallpox ravaged the communities in the 18th and early 19th centuries, drastically reducing the size of the tribes. Before those changes occurred, though, this was a hub of a vast trading network that had existed for hundreds of years. And here, a product called Knife River Flint was a very important trade good.
Knife River Flint was found about 60 miles from here, and that was used for their cutting tools, their knives, their arrows, and it has been found traded all across the United States, clear to New York, Florida, all across the country.
Today, one of those earth lodges has been reconstructed in a place once so large that it made the city of St. Louis look small. Traveling the countryside near Stanton, North Dakota, I'm Andrew McRae.